good, I would not. I feel good, I knew that I would not. So good, so good, I got to you. Wow, I feel nice, the sugar runs by. I feel nice, the sugar runs by.
All right, we are back, and we are having a great segment today. We got our second segment, actually, talking with Carlos Rosso. He's the head of condo development at the Related Group. Carlos, thanks for hanging out and doing a second segment with us today.
My pleasure.
Now, we talked a little bit about how you're delivering all kinds of product up and down the coast in Dade and Broward, and also, you know, a little bit off the coast in some of the areas like Brickell and Edgewater. But the market's starting to change. International buyers in Miami-Dade and Broward, in Miami-Dade, are they looking in Broward? Are you seeing different buyers in Broward? Perhaps maybe some of the folks that are now empty nesters from Parkland and Weston moving out to the coast? What are you seeing?
We're seeing a little bit of everything. Obviously, you know, with the dollar growing in value, we've seen a little bit of a slowdown in the Latin American buyers, but they're still the number one buyer group, but we've seen also a growth, an incredible growth, actually, in the American buyers. You know, the local buyers, either in projects like, for example, in Coconut Grove or in Auberge in Fort Lauderdale, most of our buyers are locals. You know, the economy in the U.S. has rebounded from where it was in 2008, and we start to see more and more buyers, even in jobs in Brickell, where buyers from Chicago or from the Northeast come and buy condos that are, you know, in the middle of Brickell. And people are realizing the value that we propose, and they're seeing the changes. And for people in Chicago and in New York, it's not difficult to imagine how a new urban Miami is going to look like, you know, when you have cinemas, restaurants, shopping centers, and more office development all being spoken for and planned for Brickell and downtown. So we are starting to see more and more of the American buyer buying and choosing real estate as a way to put their savings on, and I think it's very positive, you know.
You know, Related Group has always been very famous for discovering and reinventing neighborhoods, and now we see that going on with your joint venture with Terra Group down in Coconut Grove. What's going on in Coconut Grove? Can you tell me a little bit about how you see Coconut Grove evolving over the next couple of years?
Well, Coconut Grove is one of the most luxurious neighborhoods that Miami-Dade has. It's obviously one of the wealthiest. You know, the wealth in Miami has always concentrated around Coconut Grove, Coral Gables, and the Pancras area. And we see a lot of buyers, you know, that are sort of empty nesters, parents whose kids are moving away to college and are deciding that instead of living, you know, in a 10,000 square foot home, they would love to move into a 4,000 square foot condo. And it's a lifestyle change, and we still want to offer the same luxuries of a home, but in a condo. Yeah. And we've picked one of the best architects in the world, Rem Koolhaas, you know, to design the project. We brought in world-class art from Jaume Plensa, who is a sculptor from Barcelona, and interiors being designed right now by Meyer Davis, a company from New York that has done some phenomenal work in terms of design. So all that together with, again, a fantastic property, close to 5 acres, you know, in Coconut Grove, with very low density, a site where we could have built close to 800 units. We only end up building less than half of that. So people are realizing, again, that luxury sometimes is having green space. In this particular case, we've designed all the gardens with Enea from Switzerland, Enea Studios from Switzerland. And it's a fantastic opportunity to own, you know, a home, as we call them, a home in the air, a mansion in the air, actually, you know, in front of a beautiful park that is being rebuilt by the city, the Regatta Park, and surrounded by the best art and the best architecture.
Hey, you forgot about the great access to the airports and all the CBD businesses. I mean,
and surrounded by the best schools, you know, for people who want to live there, you know, all the best private schools are in that area. And we are seeing a huge rebirth in Coconut Grove itself in terms of business. So I think it's very positive.
Oh, yeah, they're redoing the roads for you, everything. In fact, that was why I was late to the studio today, because they were redoing 27th. So, Carlos, we talked about some of the markets you're building in now, some of the markets that you've built in. We've talked about where you are in delivering product. How about where you guys are going? I know you've got some chips out on the table in Palm Beach County. What do you see going on up in Palm Beach County?
In Palm Beach County, you know, we are mainly focusing on rentals right now, and we are doing a rezoning of a large job in North Palm Beach, and hopefully that will one day pan out as a condo project. So we are mainly active in Broward and Miami-Dade on the condo side. On the rentals, we're also doing stuff in Palm Beach. And obviously outside Miami, you know, in Atlanta, we have an office, and we are very active also in that market.
Well, just only got a couple minutes left, so we talked about a lot of different things. What is the last thing that you'd like to make sure that our listeners know about where Related is today and where Related is going tomorrow?
Oh, Related, you know, we are the leaders of development in terms of condominiums, rentals, and affordable housing. We build in every asset class. We are strong believers that Miami needs to improve with housing for everybody, and we are strong believers in the future of Miami itself. We think that that Miami attracts an incredible amount of foreign investor attention, and I think that's very positive. I don't think that there is another city in the U.S. where, like last year we sold 2,500 condos to 92 different nationalities.
Ooh.
So I think that's the beauty of Miami, that it has this international appeal, and that's the beauty that I think a lot of buyers from the Northeast or second home buyers also see in Miami, that, you know, eventually they buy a condo in Miami, but they can sell it to the world. And Miami sells itself to the world very, very well, and that's what we try to do all the time, you know, all the time. What we are actually doing is promoting this beautiful city where we are also lucky to live in. You know, we promote everything that Miami has. We think that Miami has made incredible changes in its cultural offerings, you know, with the Perez Art Museum opening 2 years ago, and hopefully the Science Museum opening this year. Again, on the retail side, it's an incredible moment for South Florida. You know, we have Brickell City Center, Miami World Center, and the Design District all being developed at the same time. And we see that with those offerings and with those projects actually happening, together with All Aboard, the train going from Orlando, coming from Orlando to Miami, and a new convention center in downtown Miami, we see incredible growth potential for Miami. Miami is a very young city. It's a city of two generations or three generations. When we do our presentations, we ask people how many are actually have grandparents in Miami or parents in Miami or are from Miami, and you would be surprised the few hands that rise up, because it's a new city, and that's, I think, the beauty of Miami. We can all make it great. And at Related, we are trying to do our best part of it.
Well, Carlos, I don't know how you ended up at just the place where I wanted to pick up, but I wanted to thank you and George and the rest of your team for really building our community, and not just coming and going, but staying here, planting roots, and actually really investing in our cultural infrastructure. You know, George and the rest of your team, I want to thank you guys for coming to town, and I want to thank you for changing the face of Miami and making it look really special, giving it a real beautiful face to our entire international community. Carlos, thanks so much for coming on the show today. Look forward to having you on again real soon.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. We'll be back after this break with more Freed on Business. D, it's all yours.